This is an Adapt Publishing soundbite.
Let's do an exercise that will help you solidify and identify for yourself what you bring to work. This will be a list of your values and attitudes and philosophies and purpose and the knowledge, talents, and skills that you bring to work with you. This is an extraordinarily valuable list. It helps you to draw upon when you are applying yourself successfully on the job. It will also help you to identify if you are applying for a job, what you really do offer a company you're applying to. Take your time in filling out this list. The What I Bring to Work list. Please take your time, perhaps pause the program, so that you can identify and fill out at least 10 elements of the qualities, work habits, know-how, attitude that you bring to work. Identify the most positive, successful, and impressive attitudes and qualities that you can, and fill out this list thoughtfully and wisely. Examples of what people bring to work may include the following. You may feel free to add to your list from any of the ideas that are presented here that are true for you. 1. I bring an appreciation of the opportunity to work. I value it. 2. I bring the willingness to do the best job I can and do it the way the boss wants it done. I bring the intention to do the best job I can. I bring the willingness to learn as I go. I bring a responsibility to earn my pay. I bring honesty and integrity to the job. I bring years of knowledge, education, and experience to my work. I bring the willingness to receive feedback and constructive criticism. And I bring myself to work dressed, groomed, and properly attired. And I bring a determination to keep the customer satisfied. What's on your list? What do you bring to work with you? Hopefully, you are now clear on the value of work in your life, on work being something that you truly and deeply care about, and work being an opportunity for you to grow and learn and develop yourself as a person of value. Now let's take a look at another element and aspect of work that's crucial to your success. That is your ability to get along with people, with all kinds of people, and develop rich and rewarding work relationships. The 18th century British poet and playwright Edward Bulwer Lytton gave us these words, "A good heart is better than all the heads in the world. You may bring a lot of skill and a lot of ability and education to your work, but you must also bring a good heart. That is the true core of service." Getting along with people at work is quite an art. Very few of us work alone. We either work directly with colleagues or we serve customers or clients. Good relationships will support us. Bad relationships will stress us. And relationships are cultivated. In the area of relating to people, we get what we sow. You probably spend more time with the people at work than you do with your friends and family. And we don't get to choose with whom we have to relate to at work. The trick is to get along with all kinds of people, particularly the most important and often the most difficult people, which sometimes are the same. I'd like to introduce to you 10 guidelines for improving your relationships at work. These guidelines will work with all your relationships. But at work, relationship begins with the acceptance of other people. It helps if you can see that people really basically are good, that they mean well, that at their heart they have positive intention and sensitivities to others. Now, it is true we are all on different paths in life, but we're not the judge and juries for everyone. When you're at work, let people be who they are. Relationships at work really do revolve around sharing a purpose. A shared purpose between people is what partnership is. You create as many partners in your life as you can. You have allies and resources and partners of all kinds forwarding your purposes in life along with you. You'll create much more in your life with all the help. Relating to people at work, it really helps to practice clear, honest communications. Ask for what you want. Make clear agreements with people. Be open and listen to what others say to you and share yourself. Level with people. Be real. Communicate honestly and openly. The source of having relationships work, whether it's at work or at home, is to keep your agreements with the people in your life. Be a person who can be counted on to keep your word. Make your promise bigger than your feelings. Be on time. Do what you say you'll do, and you can be trusted and counted on. At work, as well as everywhere else in life, be quick to praise and slow to criticize. Acknowledge people. Recognize people who come through for you. When it is important to criticize or correct someone, offer these corrections only as helpful observations. Do not criticize someone in a shameful, belittling, or humiliating way. That is the way to create enemies. The way to create partners is to help people, help them grow, and help them do their work in an even better way. Sometimes in the workplace, there are upsets. People under stress can blow up at each other. If possible, settle hard feelings by honesty. Reveal your hurts, your angers, and resentments, and then work at forgiveness and getting over it. These are both important skills at work and in every part of life. Sometimes at work, we mess up. Apologies are powerful ways of cleaning up messes we've made. Now, I'm sorry does not always mean it's my fault. It could also mean, I see you're upset and I'm sorry you're going through this. It can be an expression of compassion. But it's often an expression of responsibility, of our willingness to accept our part of the problem. When we apologize, it makes it easy for another to apologize to us. That's the way to working out difficulties and clearing up upsets. Practice being a resource for others. Be patient with people. Take the time to teach and help others do their job. These are kindnesses that will come back to you. And practice expressing yourself at work. Your ideas and suggestions and observations and recommendations could be a tremendous contribution to your workplace and to yourself. And lastly, practice appropriate behavior at work. Observe the guidelines of how to conduct yourself within your work world. Practice common sense manners and respect in your at-work relating. Follow the guidelines the company has for how to relate to people, be polite, be respectful, conduct yourself with dignity and maturity. These are 10 practical guidelines for creating practical and workable relationships with anyone in the workplace. There are times that people can be very difficult, but you'll find when you bring a willingness and a care and a good heart to work, you can smooth out the rough spots and get along with all kinds of people.
This has been a WPMG production by Adapt Publishing Company, a division of Workforce Partners Management Group, LLC. Copyright 2019, all rights reserved.